I'm a senior market advisor. I work with producers on a one-on-one basis to help them come up with marketing strategies.
Strategies. That's a key right now. I mean, talk a bit about what kind of strategies should producers be looking at going into this spring?
Well, I think they want to use strategies that give them protection for a down market, but also give them opportunity in up market. We're looking at a volatile market over the past 3 years, and nothing says that's going to switch at all in the future. And there are a ton of strategies by using options that allow them that opportunity. They give them very high price floors, but they'll give them a dollar window of upside potential if we get into a weather market and these grains rally.
We saw the markets go down more than many had anticipated this past year. Where do you expect to go from here?
$64,000 question.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I think right now, due to the tight ending stocks, the market's probably holding a premium to what we should expect if we start getting the acreage that is expected for next year. I mean, looking at 94-plus acres and corn holding 570 just isn't realistic without as tight of ending stocks as we have right now. So depending on spring weather, I think you should say probably the path of least resistance is lower. That being said, due to the tight ending stocks this year, I think there is some underlying support in this market. I'm not as doom and gloom as everyone else.
You had talked a bit before we started the recorder here about that there's some acres out there that the amount of corn acreage is phenomenal. The amount of soybean acreage is not, and it's going to swing somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think it's going to be hard-pressed for any kind of that swing to take place this year. But when we look at, you know, the corn-to-bean ratio at about 2.1, it probably needs to be closer to 2.3 to 2.4 to get that swing. So for 2013, we haven't seen the ratio at that level since January of 2011. And what I'm just encouraging my producers is let's keep a really close eye on that ratio, because at some point through this year, it's my belief we will get back to about 2.3 for Dease 2013 corn versus November 2013 beans. And that very well could be our best opportunity to start pricing 2013 beans, because there is a ton of acres that has been corn for longer than most people wanted, and it is ready to switch. And once that pencils out, the switch is going to happen, and we may not have those pricing opportunities again.
Of course, if you get a delay in planting this spring, that's going to make a difference too, isn't it?
Back to weather, yeah. Weather makes all the difference. And that's, again, why we employ market scenario planning. I mean, you know, we want to plan if the market goes lower. We want to plan if the market goes higher. And what I relay that back to is no one knows what the weather is going to do, and that doesn't keep a producer from planting a crop. Well, no one knows what the weather is going to do, so that has the biggest effect on yield, so no one knows what price is going to do. But that shouldn't affect you from having a marketing plan. You need to have a plan, and it needs to be flexible, but just because you don't know what prices are going to do doesn't mean you shouldn't be marketing.
Now, how do they go about putting together a good strategy, a good marketing plan?
Well, I think the number one thing is trust. You have to find someone that you're comfortable with, and that can you guys can grow to trust each other. And the second thing is I think you need to find a teacher. I mean, I don't think the jargon makes it harder than it really is, but unless you're in this industry, I think you need someone on your side who's involved in this every day. And then it's going about finding out what works for you. I mean, your risk aversion, your marginability. I mean, each strategy has to be applied to what you can actually implement into your own operation. You know, at Stuart Peterson, we believe that marketing is really the last frontier in farming. And I really believe the producer owes it to himself to take some time and talk to someone about some of these more advanced option strategies. I just think they can become such a powerful marketing opportunity for them compared to using only what's been available to them in the past. And I just think they owe it to themselves to learn it.
And if they'd like more information, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach us on our 1-800 number, 800-334-9779, or visit our website, www.stuart-peterson.com.